Hey everyone, this is Oxygen for Leaders podcast. I'm your host, Josh Garrison. As always, at Oxygen for Leaders, we give you leadership principles that help you maximize your potential as a leader. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about the fear of failure. Did you know that 33% of Americans say that they have a fear of failure and it holds them back from starting a business? 33% of Americans say fear of failure holds them back from starting a business. A new infographic from Graphic Springs provides insight with some surprising results, including Americans ending up in the middle of the pack when it comes to fear of failure when starting a business. A few fun facts for you. Entrepreneurs in Ecuador are one of the most fearless groups when it comes to starting their own business. 30% of those between the ages of 18 and 64 are listed as new entrepreneurs. This South American country was number one when it came to fearless small business owners. But the country also had as many people who were fearful at 27%. As for the country with the highest number of people who are fearful of starting a business, that position goes to the United Arab Emirates, I think I said that right, at 61%, with only 9% being described as fearless entrepreneurs. And when it comes to us, the United States, which has the largest economy in the world, the fearless rate was 14%, with 33% being fearful of starting a business. The other top five fearless countries were Guatemala and Peru, tied at 25%. Followed by Lebanon at 24% and Vietnam at 23%. So why do we Americans, or really as you can see all over the world, there's a high percentage of people who are afraid to even start a business or really do anything because they have the fear of failure. So what can we learn from failure? Why are we so afraid of it when in reality we could learn a lot from it? Well, according to Sir James Dyson, the inventor and founder of Dyson vacuum cleaners, Dyson once said, "The key to success is failure. Success is made up of 99% failure." And he would know. Creating the bagless, world-famous vacuums, now bearing his name, cost Dyson his life savings and 5,127 prototypes. What would have happened if he gave up after the 10th, 100th, 1,000th, or even the 5,126th attempt? Vacuums would still be insufficient and Dyson would not be a billionaire that he is today. So if you are afraid of trying your hand at starting a business, keep this quote by Jack Canfield, motivational speaker and author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, in mind. Don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. Was it Wayne Gretzky? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But if you're an Office fan out there, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. The point here is, you may fail on the first time. You may fail on the 10th time. You may fail on the 5,126th time. But maybe it's going to take the 5,127th attempt to finally break through to success. But to simply sit there and not try because of the fear of failure, even though you may not technically fail because you never tried, you still remain in the same place of where you're at. Because you never tried. What if you succeed? Maybe you deep down you have the fear of success because you don't know what you would do with it. You don't know what would happen if it actually took off. Maybe you just like talking about ideas more than you like the thought of it actually working and you actually have to pour into it. But what would happen if it actually worked? And your next success, I know it sounds cliche, but your next success was only waiting for your next attempt. Some of us, we throw in the towel so early, we have no idea that success is just around the corner. And really goes back to what we've talked about many times on this podcast, I say it a lot, consistency compounds. The more you do something, the more it's going to grow, and over time, it may take a while, but I believe it will be successful. But to never attempt, to never try simply because we are afraid of failure, that's a sad life to live, because you will always wonder, what if? I'm passionate about this restaurant, but I'm afraid it would fail. But your whole life, what if? I've always wanted to do this or try out for this. They're going to tell me no anyway. The rest of your life, what if? If we live our lives constantly afraid of failure, we will accomplish nothing. I believe it was Aristotle that said, to avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. If you want to be nothing, then don't try. For some reason, we see failure as such a bad thing. Every successful person has had many failures, and it's the failure that's the lesson that leads to success. So stop being so afraid of failure. Instead, know that it's normal. See, it's not failing that's the bad part. It's if you didn't learn anything from the failure that makes it bad. Everyone fails. But are you learning anything when you fail to correct the next time? For some reason, we view failure as so bad. But obviously, we're going to fail if we're doing something we've never done before. Of course there's going to be failure. You've never done it. But I just want to encourage anyone who is out there, who's considering starting a business or taking this big journey, and whether you're trying out for something, whether you want to pursue this career, maybe you're not starting a business, maybe you just want to pursue something that you're afraid you may fail. Well, whether you fail or not, you're going to remain in the same place if you don't even try. So let's say you try it and you fail. Okay, at least you tried. Rather than staying where you are, not taking any risks, not going shooting for anything in life. Life is too short for you not to try. If you fail, so what? Pick yourself up and try again. Because who knows? Success might just be on the 5,127th attempt. You can do it, but you'll stay where you've always been if you don't try. What's that saying? To get what you've never got, you have to do what you've never done. You have to get outside your comfort zone. You can do it. But to not try, that's not an option. I hope this encouraged you today. Short episode. We'll get back to more long-form leadership podcasts down the road. But I just wanted to encourage you. Whether or not you're thinking of giving it your all and trying, or you're afraid of failure, just know, if you don't try, sure, you didn't fail. But you didn't go anywhere. Regardless, you didn't make any progress. You just stayed right where you were. Remember, failure isn't bad. It's if we failed and didn't learn anything and don't try again. That's when we fail. When we fail and we let that just keep us down and we don't try again, that's true failure. You could do it. I believe in you. If at first you fail, fail again, fail again, fail again until you succeed. And make sure you learn from each failure. Because that's the beauty of failure. It teaches you a lesson every single time. I'm Josh Garrison. This is Oxygen for Leaders. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate this podcast. Share it. Would love to get more people listening in and maximizing their leadership potential. Until next time. Thanks, guys.